Are we ready? All right, ready?
Yes.
All right. Who's going to do this? The children's moments. Did anybody prepare anything?
Yeah.
Yeah? You going to do it? What are you going to do? What are you going to talk about? Yes, we're going to talk about Jesus. Okay. Have you ever heard the song, Angels Watching Over Me?
No.
No, I haven't either.
No.
I might have if I heard the melody, but I'm not sure. It's a beautiful black spiritual which tells about how God sends his angels to watch over us. No one knows who wrote the song, but it's believed to have originated in the southern part of the United States during the days of slavery. The song goes like this, and I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to read it. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me. Sun is setting in the west, angels watching over me, my Lord. Sleep, my child, take your rest, angels watching over me. When Jesus was born, Herod was king, and when he heard about the birth of Jesus, he thought that Jesus had come. Excuse me. He thought that Jesus had come to take over everything. So he tried to find out where Jesus was and to have him killed. An angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, and I have an angel here.
Ooh.
Look at my angel. Isn't that pretty? Isn't that pretty? Yes. I have this on my tree. And when the angel appeared to Joseph, he said, get up, flee to Egypt with the child and his mother. And the angel said, stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is going to search for the child and kill him. That night, Joseph left for Egypt with Jesus and Mary. They stayed there until Herod died. When Herod died, God's angel spoke, and here we go, we got a little angel again, spoke to Joseph in a dream again, get up and take the child and his mother and return to Israel. All who were out to kill the child are dead. So, isn't it wonderful that God sent an angel to Joseph to speak to him and tell him what to do? Do you think we have angels that tell us what to do? Do you think you have an angel? I know I have several, and they're called my kids. They're my angels. They're always keeping track of me and taking care of me. But I do have moments when I feel like that God is talking to me about different things. And I think each one of us have one. So in Psalms 91, the Bible says, evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. He ordered the angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. So your angels are always out there to take care of you and watch over you. All you need to do is to listen to them. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the angels that you send to us to help us and to protect us. Amen.
Amen.
Now remember, today is Loud Sunday, so we need to
get the bucket.
Get the bucket.